Down in the meadow in the itty bitty pool. Fancy little fiddy Franny. Well, here, let me help you with that. Fancy little fiddies and a mama fiddy too. Fim said the mama fiddy Fim if he can. And they fancy and they fam all over the damn everybody boo. Get the back
pocket. Somebody is certainly in a good mood.
Well, what's so unusual about that?
Well, I mean, you are in an extraordinarily good mood. What's going on here?
Nothing's going on.
What do you mean? You're all gussied up, Thelma. My lord, you're wearing lipstick. And unless my poor stuffed-up nose deceives me, is that not perfume you have on? What's the big occasion here?
Big occasion? Just happened to be going out to dinner, that's all. So how was your day?
My day was tragic. If you want to know, Mr. Yakeley called me from the First Methodist Church, and he said that just because I have this little touch of laryngitis, he would propose that I forego choir practice this evening.
Isn't that a shame?
Did you say you were going out to dinner?
Well, it's not that unusual. I ran into an old friend today, and we're going out to dinner. End of story. Don't sit down. I want to show you something.
What?
This is your lasagna for dinner tonight. All you got to do is put it in the oven, 350 degrees for 90 minutes.
You are not suggesting that I prepare dinner after the exhausting and emotional day I have just had.
Well, I'm sorry, friend, but Benton's not as good with numbers as you are.
I hardly think that a valid argument.
Well, fine, then just don't cook it. Eat a lasagna popsicle.
Well, I really don't mind. I'll do it. Actually, I'm glad to learn that you have a friend to go out to dinner with. What's her name?
His name is Woody Miller. Boop, boop, dee.
A man? Thelma, you are going out to dinner with a man?
No, Franny, a basset hound.
Oh, Thelma, it's not that big, beady-eyed shoemaker. You know, the one that's always trying to give you a free half-sole.
Well, for pity's sakes, Franny.
Well, it's not that runny little produce man, Thelma. You know, the one with the twitch.
Well, good Lord, Fran, I'm no more men than that.
Well, I'm just trying to find out if you're going to go out with somebody peculiar. Thelma.
Oh, hey, Mama.
Hello, Ben. Thank you.
Well, look at you all gussied up. You look great.
Thank you.
Oh, my Lord, who died?
Nobody died.
Well, what are you wearing your funeral dress for?
Just because I wore this to a funeral once doesn't make it a funeral dress. I wore it to the airport once, too. Does that make an airport dress?
Your mama, it seems, has a date with a man this evening. Isn't that wonderful?
Well, yeah, that is wonderful. A date? Well, I don't know, Mama. Who is he?
Woody Miller. We knew each other when we were young. Anyway, he got married and moved out of town, and I got married and stayed in town, and that was the end of it. I never saw him again until today.
You saw him today?
Well, it was the darndest thing. I was doing my marketing, not expecting to run into anybody in particular, except for old Mrs. Potts, who, of course, always does her marketing every Wednesday afternoon. Anyhow, all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I noticed that somebody's waving at me.
And it was Woody.
Well, I can't tell the story if I'm going to be interrupted every time I was in a man.
I'm sorry, Thelma, I won't interrupt.
And it was Woody. Turns out he's a widower now living in Chicago, and he's in town till tomorrow night visiting his sister.
Oh, you mean he's just in town overnight? Oh, well, isn't that adorable? Our Thelma's going to have herself a fling.
Oh, good Lord, Franny. What sort of a fling could two old fossils like me and Woody have?
Hi, Father. everybody.
What's dinner?
Children, look at your grandmother. Doesn't she look nice?
Sure do, Grandma. Who died?
Nobody died, Buzz.
Is she going to the airport?
Your grandma has a date with a man tonight.
Well, I think that's real nice, Grandma.
Thank you, Buzz.
I think it's weird. I'll get it.
Freeze! It's for me. Who's there?
Down in the meadow in the itty-bitty boo.
Bam,
little cities, and a mama fitty, too.
Bam, send a mama fitty,
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 bam, 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 all over the
town.
Oh,
Woody, you cute buddy. Oh.
I do hope that yellow roses are still your favorite.
Well, you darling, you remembered. That's my family.
That's a relief. I thought it was a painting.
Come on out here. Come on and meet Woody. Come on, hurry up. Woody, this is my son, Vinton.
Vint?
Woody?
This is Buzz and Sonia, Vinton's children by his first wife who left him.
Buzz?
His current wife, Naomi's out of town visiting relatives. Sonia, you want to put those in some water for me, baby?
Here now, just a minute. A rose for a rose.
Get serious.
And who have we here?
This is my unmarried sister, Fran.
Yes, ordinarily they keep me hidden away in the attic. Mad spinster, don't you know?
How do you do, Fran?
Of course, that is unmarried by choice. I prefer to play the field, if you know what I mean.
Woody, come on, we're going to be late now. Let's get going.
Right. I don't believe Mama mentioned what line of work you're in.
She didn't? I own a string of massage parlors.
Oh, would you stop it? He owns a great big company that makes frozen foods.
That's just pulling your leg, Ben.
Oh, well, I knew that. Frozen foods, huh? Mm-hmm. But there's a pretty penny in that, huh?
Probably not as lucrative as massage parlors, but I do all right.
Well, you better do all right taking me to a fancy place like the Babylonian Roof Gardens. Come on now, we're going to be late.
Babylonian Roof Gardens? Uh-huh. Woo! They even got valet parking down there.
Yeah?
I don't know, though. I'd be afraid to let one of them park my car. Will you? I mean, how do you know it's a real valet and not just some joker in a red coat is going to take off in your vehicle?
I wouldn't worry about it, Benton. They rarely steal pickup trucks without doors.
Awfully nice meeting you all. And don't worry, I promised to have her home by curfew.
Don't wait up.
Thelma, you are a picnic.
Oh, you sweet old thing, you.
Thelma? Well, good Lord, is that you at last? It is so late. Are you all right? I have just been worried sick.
Oh, Franny, we had the most fun. Tell her about the waiter.
Remember the waiter? Well, this waiter came over to our table, and he was holding a big bottle of Chablis.
Chablis.
And he said to me...
And he says to Woody, Wine, sir. So Woody says, oh, I'm so unhappy. Oh, I'm so miserable. You get it, Franny? He whined. I'm telling you, we're on the floor.
I guess you just had to be there.
Well, it is getting a little bit late, and I do have to get back to my castle before daylight.
Oh, you see, I walk into your closet.
Now, listen, Thelma, have you made up your mind about our weekend?
Oh, Woody, I don't know. A cabin by the lake at our age.
Well, you saw On Golden Pond, didn't you?
Well, yeah. I also saw Gone with the Wind, but I ain't about to burn down Atlanta.
Is that a yes or a no?
Oh, Woody, I can't. I haven't been away with a man since...
Since you went away with me 40 years ago?
Well, yes.
Oh, ho, ho. I bet I could find the same cabin. Just like I found the same girl.
Oh, Woody, I can't even stop. What would I tell my family? Well, it's none of their damn business. I'm gonna be there with the bells on.
That's a girl. Oh, how did I ever let you get away from me, huh?
Oh, you cute thing.
Just look at that. It's almost daylight. I tell you, I don't know whether to go out and make a pot of coffee or go upstairs and try to go back to sleep or what.
Yeah, that Woody is really a night owl. I tell you, give me a man that can show you a good time.
Well, Thelma, if you ask me, you are having far too good a time, and it is not becoming to you. I think it is to everybody's benefit that Mr. Woody Miller is leaving tomorrow.
Well, no, he ain't. He's staying the weekend. We're going to go to a cabin up by the lake. Oh!
Thelma, have you lost all sense of propriety? You do not go rushing off to a cabin by the lake the first time a man asks you.
Well, this is the second time he asked me. For your information, I went the first time, too.
You what?
Well, I was just crazy about Woody. I let him talk me into going to this cabin up by the lake.
And what happened?
Nothing happened. I was scared out of my wits. He ended up bringing me back home the very same day. And I never saw him again.
Well, that's certainly nothing to be ashamed of. My goodness, you just acted the way any young lady should.
That's right. I ain't gonna make the same mistake twice. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, it's good if you ain't hungry.
Don't you know any other song?
Well, somebody sure woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning.
Mama, this can't go on much longer. It's your duty to stay here and fix us a breakfast. We don't have to turn a hose on.
Well, it's my duty to get to Golden Pond before the lake dries up.
Mama, I don't understand how you can keep seeing this Woody character day after day when you don't even know what his intentions are.
I know exactly what his intentions are. Same as they were 40 years ago.
Strictly dishonorable.
Oh, yeah? Well, let me tell you something, Franny. If a man with Woody Miller's looks and charms, not to mention money, so much as gave you a second glance, you'd dance naked down Main Street.
Is that so? Well, let me tell you something I wouldn't do. I wouldn't go dancing off to some sleazy weekend in a cabin by a lake.
What's this about a sleazy weekend in a cabin?
Uh-oh.
Shacking up by the lake. Way to go, Grandma.
Sonia, your grandma's not shacking up.
What are you doing, Grandma?
Well, darling, I'm going on a picnic.
Oh,
with Woody. By the lake.
There, you see? And she'll be home for dinner tonight, won't you? Oh,
well, there he is now. Well, it's a two-hour drive to the lake, and you know how traffic is. But I will for sure be home for dinner in a couple of days.
See, she'll be home for dinner in a couple of days. Mama, you're not really going to go off and spend the weekend with that man, are you?
Goodbye, Benton.
But just what kind of an example are you setting for my children?
Vent, when your kids are over 60, they can do whatever they damn well please. Besides, what kind of an example were you setting for when you were fooling around with Naomi?
I married Naomi.
Well, maybe Woody will marry me.
Marry? Mama, you mean I'd have a new daddy living here?
Well, no, Woody's work is in Chicago. I guess we'd have to live there.
Well, golly, Mama, I don't want to move to Chicago.
Woody and I would live in Chicago. You and Naomi and the kids would stay here.
What?
Well, I guess I'd just give you the house.
Let me carry that for you. She's coming, Woody!
Well, here it is, Thelma. Just the way I remembered it.
Whew, I don't remember it being on such a steep hill.
I cannot believe it has not changed in 40 years.
Well, I wish I could say the same for my feet. I should have worn my corn pads.
Here now. Just let me carry you over the threshold, girl.
Well, you know come on. Well, you're crazy. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. You're going to throw your back out. I have to go all the way back down that hill for help, you crazy thing.
Thelma, there's a mouse.
Where?
I told you.
Let me up. Good Lord.
Why, Thelma, if I didn't know better, I'd say you were just as squeamish now as you were the last time we were here.
Now, that's just nonsense. I'm a grown woman now.
Look, I have waited 40 years to catch that girl that got away from me. And now, woman, I have got her.
Well, good Lord. How about that picnic? I'm going
to
race you down to the lake.
Well, I got a better idea than that. Wait a minute. Hold it. Let's have the picnic right here.
Here? Uh-huh. Well,
Just a few. Come on.
Well, all right. Just let me wipe this table off here. It's filthy. I bet nobody's cleaned this place since the last time we were up here.
Oh, forget about the cleaning, Thelma. You're supposed to relax and have fun.
Well, I'm having fun. It's just the dust kind of cramps my style.
That's part of the rustic charm of this old place, don't you see? No newspapers, no telephone, no TV.
No TV?
You can have a good time, Thelma, without television.
Well, I know that. It's just that it's Saturday night, and I never miss Gimme a Break. Lord, that woman's got a mouth on her.
There you go. As I remember it, you had the same complaint the last time we were here, only then it was Fibber McGee and Molly, and you were upset because we hadn't brought a radio.
Fibber McGee and Molly, that was my favorite. I used to love it when they opened that closet every week. That was my most favorite part.
All right, now, it's to you and to me and to home computers.
Oh. Home computers?
I've decided to sell my frozen food business and go into the home computer market.
Well, Woody, that's nuts. You're going to lose everything you've worked so hard for.
But I like to take risks. That's what makes life exciting,
well,
don't you?
Stop it now. You don't want to be in my opinion, seriously.
You've got the same problem you had 40 years ago. You just won't let yourself have a good time.
You're just sore because I didn't let you have a good time.
Well, it all comes back to me now. You wouldn't let your hair down and enjoy yourself, so you decided to pick a fight about some stupid little thing.
It was not stupid. I still maintain that nobody in their right mind puts mustard on French fries.
There you go. You're doing it again. This has nothing to do with French fries or mustard. It has everything to do with keeping us apart. Oh, don't you see?
Look, all you want me for is my body.
Oh, Thelma. Your body is the least of it, don't you see? I mean, well, don't you remember what we had? We'd stay up half the night talking and sharing our dreams and laughing. And oh, I thought we had it all together. It was magic.
You were nuts. Both nuts. We were young. Thank goodness I finally came to my senses and married Carl Harper, someone with his feet on the ground.
Okay, so you married a stick in the mud. Now it's time to have a little fun.
Well, let's just not talk about my husband. Lord rest his soul. Poor man's dead and gone, and that's exactly the way I want to remember him.
I always did wonder what my life would have been like if I had married you.
I always wished I had this weekend to do over again. And now that we have, I realize we did the right thing the first time.
Well, I'm glad we got back here anyway.
Well, so am I.
Just goes to prove you can't go home again.
The hell we can't. Last one down the hill's a rotten egg.
Now, Thelma, listen. If you're upset about the cabin,
anyway.
There's a little grove of apple trees halfway down. You remember that one?
How's yours, Vent?
Salisbury steak's supposed to be crunchy.
Don't ask me. I followed the instructions to the letter. 45 degrees for 350 minutes.
Hello, everybody. I'm back.
Well,
hey, Grandma.
Cool.
Hi.
Well,
we
didn't expect you back.
What are you doing here now? I thought you said you and Woody were staying away all weekend.
We are. We're staying away from each other.
You had a fight. I knew he wasn't dependable.
Well, he is too dependable. He shows up every 40 years, just like clockwork.
Mama, you mean, nothing happened at the lake?
No venting. Everything's intact. Me and my picnic basket.
Woo! What a strange thing.
Hey, is there a chicken wagon here?
Nothing. I just need to wrap
it. Thelma, don't you want something, honey?
No, thank you. I'm going to bed.
On the way, could you make us some lemonade?
Forget it. There wasn't no squeezing up at the cabin. There ain't going to be any here.